insurance purposes.
Good afternoon, thank you for calling Claims Department. This is Melanie speaking. May I help you?
Oh my gosh, did you say that fast?
I am so
you
sorry.
Try it again?
Yes, thank you for calling the Claims Department. This is Melanie speaking. May I help you?
Oh, Melanie, I'm in such a mood today. Hey, I got a Western Reserve customer. She's totally doing a freakazoid on me. She's trying to figure out when she's going to get her checks. I called Western Reserve. They said it looks like the checks were issued, but they said they couldn't help me actually pinpoint, and they said if you call, maybe you guys can tell me if this freakazoid client is finally going to get her money in the next couple of days.
What type of check is it?
This was for towing reimbursement.
Okay. Was there a claim put in place, like a claim number?
Well, I guess what happens is that's the problem. My roadside assistance rep at Western Reserve couldn't find a claim in the system, and neither could I when I go into my client list. However, she just got off the phone with you guys and said there has been the two towing bills have been processed, and it looks like a check went out, but she couldn't tell me for sure. So, you know, because it's like a third party, I can't see anything, but I got a policy number, and I got a client's name, if that helps you.
Do you have her last 8 digits of her vehicle VIN number?
Ooh.
Because we don't all share the same policy number, yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what? I think I do. You, what do you need again?
Just the last 8 of it, the VIN number.
The last 8. Okay, hang on, because they use such a ridiculous tiny print. Let me get it here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, ready?
Yes.
D like David, C like Charles, 658747.
All right. And what was your name again, sir?
I am Mr. Wonderful, Paul Hauser.
Okay, Paul. All right, Paul, may I put you on a brief hold while I locate this claim?
Yep, and it should be popping up for a Melissa Adkins.
Okay. All right. One moment, please.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for holding, Mr. Adkins. Mr. Adkins, can you verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
Again, I am Paul Hauser from Western Reserve calling for.
Adkins,
that's okay.
I am so sorry. Paul, yes. Paul, can you verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle that's on the policy?
Yes. No, don't apologize. Just say it's Wednesday.
I just found it, and I just saw her name in big bold.
It
you did
is.
Tell me, so.
Yep, I told you I'm calling for the freakazoid client. Yes. So, Miss Adkins is a 2013 Dodge Durango.
Okay, and do you have the best callback number from her?
Again, I am an agent, just calling to find out. Pretty simple. If a because she is calling me, leaving me really nasty voice messages, and I'm like, I'm doing my best, Melissa. I will find out if the check was sent.
Okay.
And these two bills, one was from February 3rd, and the other one was February 15th, and this was faxed over to Western Reserve on March 14th.
Okay, so I see one. Let me give you the one because she put them both on March the 15th. So this one, I need to figure out which date that was. This was date 16. Okay, so we sent out a check already for one of them. You're trying to call in about the other one. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why you just wouldn't have sent them both because I sent them both at the same time.
Right. So let me just double check, because just to let you know now, what was the tolls on the same day or were they during
nope.
the 72 hour
separate
period?
Dates.
Okay.
Separate was dates. The invoice, the invoice receipts that I sent from Greg's Towing, one was February 3rd The other one is dated February 15th.
Okay. All right. So let me just double check on both of them. All right. Just allow me one moment, Mr. Paul. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding, Mr. Paul. So what they did was they put it all in one check. So the check, yes. So it was two transactions in this check. It says for $138.78. So this was sent out on the 17th. So she has just received it by now.
Oh, my gosh. Now, she should definitely, she should definitely have it by now. Let me make sure we got the right address because this family is a little squirrely. So hang on. Let me give you the address. You could tell me if it went to the right place. Did it go?
Okay.
Do you know if it went to 3260 Rowena Street in Barberton?
Yes, Barberton, Ohio, 44203. Yes, they put they put it all in one total amount to one check, $138.78, and this was sent out on the 17th.
Oh, you guys are awesome. I knew you guys would have the information. I'm gonna call her and tell her to quit screaming at me. Okay.
I want to let you know, now when she receives it, now it's not going to say anything but her address and her name on the white form, because I know some people just think it's probably junk mail and throw it away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to put that in as a reminder. Just
okay,
what kind of
envelope does it look like?
This is a white envelope, nothing on it but her name and address. She has to actually open it to see the check.
Okay, so it's a white envelope, and then inside the envelope, when you guys do it, can you guys fax me, by any chance, a copy of it so I can actually see what these checks look like? Because it would help me a lot when I'm explaining, because I'm a new Western Reserve agent, and that would help a lot when I'm trying to explain to clients what to look for.
Okay, I won't be able to fax it to you. I can only just advise you that that's how it comes, and you can relay the message to her to let her know.
Okay, so the actual, inside the envelope, is it just like a check with a perforation, or does it have like a description?
Right, right.
Does it have anything?
It has the check number, and I believe it has the claim number on the check as well, the amount, and I believe it should say Nation Safe Drivers.
Say it again.
Nation Safe Drivers, which is our company.
Nation Safe.
Nation and then Safe, SAFE Drivers.
Okay, and then the outside of the envelope, does it have it addressed from you guys
nothing? It's just her. Yeah, that's why I went.
Oh my gosh, I bet that causes I bet a lot of clients end up throwing that crap out. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm glad I called, because now I can explain that to customers. Yeah. Yep. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you for calling the Claims Department. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Bye-bye.